blessed. And as you see on the screen, and unfortunately it's not as clear as I would like it to be, but become fishers of men really is one of our newer, not, I don't want it to be just a slogan. I want it to help us to be reminded of what it is that the Lord called his disciples to do. And as he was calling Peter and Andrew, James and John, and eventually Levi or Matthew and some of the others, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And that was going to be their primary responsibility. As Jesus was teaching them for the space of about 3 years, maybe 3.5 years, he was training them in order to be able to reach out to those that they were going to be coming into contact with so that they would be able to continue to spread the good news of the kingdom as it's being established. So become fishers of men. World Bible School, through the years, and as I mentioned recently, we have been able to celebrate 50 wonderful years of ministry to the glory of God and doing all of what he would have us to be doing. We've had many dedicated brothers and sisters through the years that have truly sacrificed a lot in order to help bring the good news to those not only in America, but across the seas in other nations. And in the course of that time, we have reached over 40 million souls as far as touching the hearts and minds of people with the good news of Jesus, being able to help them to know what it is that Jesus is able to offer them as far as their lives are concerned. He really brings a hope that many people in the world today just simply do not know. And really are not even thinking that they're ever going to be able to possess that kind of hope as far as their lives are concerned. And so when they have faithful brothers and sisters reaching out to them, spending time with them and explaining what it is that Jesus can mean to them and how he's able to change lives, they just have a type of a glow that comes over them, that somebody actually cares to come to them and be able to share Jesus with them. And we've been doing this since 1973. And we have many different resources that we're able to utilize as far as reaching out to people are concerned. And again, through the years, the Master Series, what we call our Master Series correspondence courses, they remain really the most popular. And even with the advancement of technology and all of the online presence that we have, many people are still preferring to use the paper courses. I think largely because of that, when you're going through and you're studying and you're writing things down and you're taking notes, you want to hang on to those. You want to be able to go back and make reference to them from time to time. And when you're online, sometimes that doesn't become a possibility. And then there's also, of course, the possibility, even as wonderful as technology can be, it may disappear on you from time to time. And all of that work that you've done could be lost. And so a lot of people still prefer to use the paper courses. We also have our study Bibles, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment, because we do have our $5 Bible back. It's in the form of the New American Standard, which is featuring the 1995 edition. As far as the manuscripts are concerned, we have our online social media platform, Methetis, which is taken from the Greek word mathetes, and that's why it's a little bit awkward perhaps. Mathetes is the word for disciple. It's found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, when the disciples are coming together and Jesus begins his discourse in what we know to be the Sermon on the Mount. But these disciples are coming together to listen to what Jesus has to say. And a disciple, as it's being talked about in that context, is one who not only follows Jesus, and certainly we want to be followers of him, but a true disciple, as he's following or she is following, will learn about him. And as they're learning, then they're going to share him. And as you read and study through the Sermon on the Mount, this is exactly what Jesus is exhorting his listeners to do. Follow me, learn about me, and then share me. And so through our Methodist social media platform, which has many different offerings, Dan Winkler is there, has many, I think, three different offerings right now. His latest one is Something Happened When I Prayed. He also has a study there on grace, and also I think on grief and forgiveness in those particular studies. And so we have many different things that people are going to be able to utilize. And once again, anything that you do online through World Bible School, there's no cost as far as you're concerned. In Methodist, World Bible School has three modules on that platform, and it's called our Reaching Series, and it begins with those wondering what to believe, which really kind of introduces God and a deeper concept of God. And even some of our more faithful brothers and sisters in the body of Christ have found that particular study to be very helpful, because it comes back and it helps them to realize a lot of different things about God that maybe they've never really stopped and thought about before. But because of the videos and everything that are contained within those modules, they have a chance to really sit down and meditate upon some of these things and to really learn on a deeper level, and even then to share with those that they come into contact with. The second module is those in need of a Savior. It goes from the concept of who God is and his majesty and how powerful he is, and really introduces Jesus to them on a more personal level. And they're able to come to understand really just who Jesus is and really how much he cares for them. And then the third one that we're currently offering, those in search of the family of God, which really kind of gives an overview of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. It's an excellent study on the letter to the Ephesians, but it focuses upon the interrelational process as far as the body of Christ is concerned. And so interacting with brothers and sisters, and really what the church was intended to be, as Paul reveals it to the brethren in Ephesus in that letter that he writes to them. One of the things that's really hurting the church right now, we seem to be kind of suffering through a faith crisis. And we have younger and older brothers and sisters alike, for whatever the reason, are struggling in their faith. And sometimes that struggle may lead them to fall away, or at least stray away to where sometimes they're not even attending services anymore. Maybe they're just out on the basic outer fringe of attending services, but they're not growing, and they're seeming and feeling like they're abandoned, which in reality they may not be, but at least they're kind of feeling that. And like I said, it touches all age groups, and it's really a crisis of faith. And so we have a new module that's going to come out later this year, Rediscovering a Love for Christ. It's going to start going more deeply into some of the issues of what brothers and sisters are feeling that may cause them to have that sense of loss as far as their faith is concerned, as far as their relationship with God is concerned, or even their relationship with Christ is concerned, and And an outgrowth of that then is going to be relationships with brothers and sisters. And so we're going to put this study together because I think it's a much needed study as far as the church is concerned. And as you read down here, by the end of 2025, we're going through the production process, making sure all the manuscripts are there, the company that does the video, the photography and all of the videos and everything for us. They're already starting to work on their part of this to get things together as far as the finished product is going to be. But it'll take some time to get all of that together. So by the end of the year, we should have this fourth module out and ready to go as far as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ are concerned. We also have other excellent supplemental courses. These are excellent for personal study. They're excellent for Bible studies. I was just talking with Mark Tonkery yesterday up at Norville Park, and he uses these studies in his adult class. And the brothers and sisters really like them because they're starting to really understand maybe some things that they've known and maybe forgotten, some things that they're saying, well, I'm learning this for the first time. I had never known that before. So you can order these, and I've got some that I'll leave with you this morning. We do have three new ones out. Effective evangelism is one of those. How to study the Bible, things related to that, to where you can use that for your own personal study, but you can also share it with others. Then also, A History of God's People, which is an in-depth look at going all the way back into the days of Abraham and tracing things forward through the course of the covenants and into the new covenant where Jesus is teaching and establishing his covenant through his blood, so into the church age. And so it gives a very overview of the history of God's people. John Reese is the one who really has done the most as far as this is concerned. And John is an excellent Bible student. He's an excellent communicator. And he has spent much time on the mission field. So he knows how to interact with different cultures. And so he's an excellent communicator to where he can write some things that people will understand and be able to get a clearer view of that. As I mentioned earlier, our $5 Bible is back. When I was here the last time, we had the English Standard Version, and those that were publishing that Bible for us, when our contract was getting close to renewal, they contacted us and said, well, if you'll take out that baptism is essential for salvation in your study helps in the back of the Bible, then we'll continue to publish this. But if you don't, we won't. And our response to that is, we don't change and cannot change God's word. We cannot change his truth. If you don't preach truth, don't preach anything at all, because you're going to be of absolutely no help to anybody. And so we just told them that's a non-starter. We're not going to be able to do that. So the ESV went away. God watched over us. He has worked with us. He has led us to some people that said, yes, we would be able to work with you. And it's not just the fact of coming together to come into an agreement with someone to publish a Bible. We need to make sure at World Bible School that our finished product, number one, is reliable to the truth. Number two, it's affordable to the brotherhood. And so we had a publisher come forward, the New American Standard, the 1995 manuscripts, which are considered by many scholars to be the most accurate. That along with the Old American Standard that was produced back in 1901, many hold those to be the most accurate translations as far as from Greek to English are concerned. So we have the New American Standard, and it's $5. We're not able to offer case lots as we did before, simply because this one is costing us more to publish per Bible than the ESV did. And because of that, we're not able to offer any kind of a case lot reduction in price. But we did get the price back to $5. We do also have, for those that prefer, we have a new King James Bible also available at $7.95, which is about the same size as the New American Standard. But the wonderful thing about that is they all have their study helps and everything in the back. And those have proven to be very popular as far as young and older people alike, because you won't find opinion, you won't find any commentary, you find questions and scripture. And the design of the study helps is to get people back into the Word of God. This is what you would find going deeper. This is part of the study helps that you'll find in the back of the Bible, both the New King James and the New American Standard. The New American Standard is written more in a paragraph form and not in in columns. Some people like that, some people don't. It's just a personal preference. But as you read it, you become accustomed to it, and it's a lot easier to read. How to be baptized among the study helps. So this is something that is very encouraging and very useful. Even as far as young people are concerned, there was a young man who took a friend to Bible camp. And during the course of the week in Bible camp, this friend kept hearing all of these particular lessons, and he was really wanting to learn more about some of the things that were going on. So this friend that invited him to come, they sat up all night one night studying the Bible and using the study helps that were in the back of the Bible, finding the questions that he had, finding a scripture that goes with that particular question, looking that up in the text of the scriptures so that he could understand this is what God's Word says. And it's not just us coming up with something. This is God revealing himself to man. And that morning, a little bit later that morning, that friend was baptized. He was able to see what it is that God wanted him to be able to understand. And all over the world. Now, these are pictures from Uganda. We have brothers and sisters that are, again, sacrificing of themselves to make sure that as they're going overseas, they're sharing the good news. So as they're going to Uganda, as they're going to Ghana, as they're going to Nigeria, as they're going to Kenya, Malawi is one of our higher populated areas as far as World Bible School is concerned. That in Nigeria probably are the two largest student populations that we have as far as World Bible School is concerned. And our new online feature. This is a new program that we started more than about a year ago. One of the big drawbacks that churches were finding was the fact that, you know, you get these paper courses and you're mailing them overseas to Africa. Well, it could take months, sometimes years, to get something back. Well, Ocean Bridge is a new program that we've started. Malawi was just added to that. They're the eighth nation on the African continent that is involved in our Ocean Bridge program. It's all digitized. We have churches that are involved. They will receive a file from Cedar Park, has their students in there. They will download that file. They will grade the lessons. They will put it back in a file, send it back to Cedar Park, who sends it back to the contact person in whatever service center in Uganda, Malawi, wherever it's going. So what used to take months and years is now being accomplished in a matter of weeks. And the students in Africa love this because they're realizing, hey, I turned this lesson in, and in a couple of weeks, I'm going to get it back with other lessons to start working on. And so the retention rate has really gone up because they're realizing, hey, this is something that's going to help me not only study, but I can complete these courses in a much higher rate of speed than I was able to do before. And I've got people that are there with me, and we're actually printing a lot of these lessons on site in Malawi or in Nigeria or in some of the other nations. Kenya is also another major nation in Africa that is highly involved as far as the Ocean Bridge is concerned. And so we have service centers on site that are able to produce lessons on site, and they store them there. So by the time these other lessons are returned, the one who is helping to coordinate in Africa in different areas is able to just take these other lessons and give them to the students. And then when they have those completed, they will bring them back to be sent in. And everything is done on a digital basis. Ingrid is one who was in South Africa. Now, Ingrid has recently passed away. She had ALS, the Lou Gehrig's disease. She was completely invalid. She was bedridden. But she came across a World Bible School lesson, just kind of an ad, really. And she started taking it. She started doing the courses, and then she was baptized. It said, somehow God led me to this amazing Bible study, which has changed my life. I was baptized. It's no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives in me. Thank you, World Bible School, who made it possible for me. In technology, we've made so many advances, and because she was bedridden and really had no use of her hands or anything else, but there's software out there now to where she was able to communicate, create words by just blinking her eyes. And it would come up on her computer. And that's how she communicated with people. I don't understand any of that. But the Lord does, and we have people who do, and they take care of all of that. But that's how she communicated with people. And this is what helped lead her to her decision to be baptized. One of her last wishes that she was able to communicate was the fact that she was so happy to have this relationship, but she wanted her family also to be able to share in that, and they had not yet been baptized. And so the people over there were working with them and trying to study with them. But Ingrid was just a wonderful example of how God works in the hearts and minds of people. Ed Cole became a Christian after seeing a World Bible School Connect campaign ad from the Zeeley and Opal Church in Zeeley and Opal, Pennsylvania. So we have many different ways that we are able to get the word out, that studies are available. If you get the Christian Chronicle here, we have ads that appear every month or every 2 months, whenever the paper comes out, that will be in that. We also have an Action magazine that comes out now quarterly, and I've got some copies of that I'll leave with you. It's an excellent way to keep up with some of the things that are taking place as far as World Bible School is concerned. Why do we have all of these tools? What is the purpose behind them? The greatest need of the brotherhood didn't quite show up on this. But in the old church building there, the old rustic building, what the brotherhood needs is renewal. And the only way that we can truly be renewed is through the Word of God. We have to get back to those basics. What the greatest need of the lost is teaching and study, redemption. They're looking for answers to life. They're looking for a hope that only God is going to be able to find, and yet many of them have not yet realized God is who they're looking for. God is the answer to their problems, and He's the answer to their life. He doesn't just have the answer, He is the answer. And this is what World Bible School is impressing upon the hearts and minds of people. So there's renewal that's needed in the church to get back to that evangelistic zeal that we used to have. And then redemption as far as the law, so that they would be able to come to a personal relationship themselves with Jesus. Well, there it is, renewal and redemption. So glad I was able to remember that. Registration, now these are all new students. This is not people that were already studying. So nearly 787,000, a little bit over that, brand new students through the course of 2024. And we had another 33,000 or so, almost 34,000 added in January of this month. We don't have our February numbers yet, but it shows that people are out there looking. They're studying. They're looking for an answer because many people are struggling. They're looking for hope, and Jesus has that hope. So we look at some of these things, and 50 Forward is a program that we have. We're not just looking back on 50 years. The Lord has greatly blessed us in our first 50 years. We're looking forward to the next 50 years. How is God going to bless us? What are the challenges going to be? How is God going to see us through those? That's what we're looking at now, the 50 Forward that we're able to look forward to. And again, the Action magazines are able to do that. Let me pull this one up, if I can get this. Hopefully this will work.
Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Jesus bore the cross to gather in the lost. Oh, what a mighty cost to set us free from sin. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
What we want you to do is help tell the story. That's what the Lord called us to be, as He's called us to be fishers of men. So the things I've shared with you this morning, really, that's what it's all about. Becoming fishers of men. Tell the story of Jesus to those that you come into contact with, and we have tools that would be able to help you do that. And again, all of the online tools are at no cost to you. I know we're out of time, so following our class this morning as we're getting ready for worship, or even after worship this morning, if you have any questions, be more than happy to take time to answer those for you. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll dismiss. Father, we're just thankful for Jesus. We're thankful that You love us, that You watch over us, You guide us, You keep us, and just pray Your continued blessings upon each and every one. We pray upon this for this congregation here at South Main and in New Lexington, that You would continue Your watch and care upon them, continue to bless them as they continue to work in Your kingdom to do all things to Your glory. Just pray, Father, that as we go forward, we would do so in accordance with Your will and truly, again, glorify You in all that we do. We just thank You for our life with You through Jesus, His death and resurrection. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.